When you start writing code, encountering error messages is not a sign of failure. It is a normal, expected, and even valuable part of the development process. Every developer, from beginner to senior, reads error messages every day. The goal of this chapter is to help you understand what an error message is, where to find it, how to read it, and how to act on it efficiently. The browser console is one of the first tools you will use to detect and understand errors. You have already worked with DevTools in previous activities. The console tab inside DevTools is the place where the browser logs technical information about what is happening on a page. This includes errors, warnings, and informational messages generated by the browser itself or by JavaScript code running on the page. To open the console in most browsers, you can press F12 or right-click anywhere on a web page and select Inspect, then click on the console tab. You can also use the keyboard shortcut Ctrl+Shift+J on Windows or Command+Option+J on Mac OS in Google Chrome. The console displays messages in different colors and with different icons depending on their severity. Red messages with an error icon indicate critical errors. These are problems that prevent code from executing correctly. Yellow messages indicate warnings. The code may still work, but something unusual or potentially problematic has been detected. Blue or white messages are informational logs. These are often messages that developers intentionally write into their code to help with debugging. Understanding how to read an error message is a fundamental skill. A typical error message in the browser console contains several key pieces of information. First, the error type. This tells you what category of problem occurred. Common error types in JavaScript include reference error. This occurs when the code refers to a variable or function that has not been declared. For example, if you write console.logUsername but you never declared the variable username, the console will display reference error. Username is not defined. Type error. This occurs when a value is used in a way that is incompatible with its type. For example, if you try to call a function on something that is not a function, such as writing null.toString, the console will display type error, cannot read properties of null, reading to string. Syntax error. This occurs when the code is not written according to the rules of the language. For example, forgetting a closing parenthesis or using a reserved keyword incorrectly. The browser cannot even parse the code and will immediately report a syntax error. Range error. This occurs when a value is outside the acceptable range. For example, creating an array with a negative length. Second, the error message itself. This is a short description in plain text that explains what went wrong. Reading it carefully almost always gives you a strong hint about the cause of the problem. Third, the file name and line number. This is perhaps the most immediately useful piece of information. The error message includes a reference to the exact file and line where the error was detected. For example, you might see something like script.js14. This means the problem was detected on line 14 of the file called script.js. Clicking on this reference in most browsers will take you directly to that line in the sources panel of DevTools. It is important to understand that the line indicated in the error is where the browser detected the problem, not necessarily where you made the mistake. Sometimes a typo on line 5 only causes an error that is detected on line 20. This is why reading the error message carefully and understanding the type of error helps you trace back to the actual source of the bug. Let us look at a concrete example. Imagine you have an HTML file with a linked JavaScript file. In the JavaScript file, you write the following code. Function greet user. Console.log hello, plus username. Greet user. If you forgot to declare the variable username before using it, when you open the page in the browser and look at the console, you will see something like reference error. Username is not defined at greetUser script.js2. This message tells you the type of error. Reference error, a description, username is not defined, the function where it happened, greetUser, the file, script.js, and the line number, 2. With this information, you know exactly what to look for and where. Another common situation is a 404 error. A 404 is not a JavaScript error. It is an HTTP status code that means a resource was not found. If your HTML file references an image, a style sheet, or a script that does not exist at the specified path, the browser will log a red message in the console such as, failed to load resource. The server responded with a status of 404, not found. This is extremely common when you mistype a file name or use the wrong relative path. For example, writing src equals mga/photo.jpg instead of src equals images/photo.jpg. The console is also a tool you can actively use yourself, not just for reading errors. The instruction console.log in JavaScript lets you print any value directly to the console. This is one of the most basic and widely used debugging techniques. By adding console.log calls at different points in your code, You can check what value a variable holds at a specific moment, confirm that a function is being called, or trace the execution flow of a program. For example, if you are not sure whether a function is being called, you can add console.log_greet_user_was_called as the first line inside that function. If you see the message in the console when the page loads, you know the function is being executed. Beyond console.log, there are other useful console methods. Console.error displays a message formatted as an error in red, useful for logging critical issues in your own code. Console.warn displays a message formatted as a warning in yellow. Console.table displays an array or an object in a readable table format, very helpful when working with structured data. Console.clear clears all messages currently visible in the console. Another important concept is the stack trace. When a JavaScript error occurs, the console often displays not just the location of the error but a full trace of the function calls that led to the error. This is called a stack trace. Reading it from top to bottom shows you the sequence of function calls, from the most recent, where the error was thrown, to the oldest, the initial call that started the chain. Understanding stack traces becomes increasingly important as your programs grow in complexity. As a developer, your relationship with error messages should be one of curiosity rather than frustration. An error message is the environment's way of communicating with you. It is trying to tell you something specific. The right reflex is to stop, read the message completely, identify the error type, locate the file and line number, and then examine the code at that location with the error description in mind. A very common mistake among beginners is to ignore error messages or to only glance at them without reading them carefully. Another common mistake is to start modifying code randomly hoping the error will disappear, without understanding its cause. Both approaches waste time and create more confusion. The professional approach is methodical. Read the message, understand it, locate the source, fix it, and verify that the error is gone. It is also worth noting that sometimes multiple errors appear in the console at the same time. In many cases, one root error causes a chain reaction of secondary errors. The best practice is to start by fixing the first error in the list, then reload the page and check whether the subsequent errors have also disappeared. Often they have, because they were all caused by the same underlying problem. Finally, keep in mind that the terminal also displays error messages, especially when you work with tools that run outside of the browser, such as Node.js. Terminal error messages follow similar principles. They indicate an error type, a description, a file, and a line number. The skills you develop now for reading browser console errors will transfer directly to reading terminal errors when you start working with server-side code. In summary, the browser console is your primary window into what is happening technically on a web page. It displays errors, warnings, and logs. Every error message contains a type, a description, a file name, and a line number. The most common error types are reference error, type error, syntax error, and range error. HTTP errors like 404 also appear in the console. You can use console.log and other console methods actively in your code to help debug. Always read error messages carefully, start with the first error, and fix issues methodically. This habit, built early, will save you enormous amounts of time throughout your entire career as a developer.